Like, I have to have conversations with my adult kids about not experimenting with certain drugs because of fentanyl. Literally, you're like, don't eat. Because what, fentanyl would be like least of your worries with some of these food allergens. It would kill you faster and worse, right? I think dying of fentanyl overdose would probably be better than dying of anaphylactic shock.
That's awful.
I know.
We can't compare fentanyl to food allergies.
I just did.
I know you did.
Everybody's gotta eat, and nobody likes getting sick. That's why heroes toil in the shadows, keeping your food safe at all points, from the supply chain to the point of sale. Join industry veterans Francine L. Shaw and Matt Ragushi for a deep dive into food safety. It all boils down to one golden rule: don't eat poop. Don't eat poop.
Hello, hello, Francine.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Good. Sometimes I like to just start the podcast and you don't even know it. And then
I know
just...
you do. And I hate that. I hate that. Let's see what kind of ridiculous thing I can catch you doing that we could show the world.
You did say in the couple of episodes ago that I am the reason for your migraines. So.
Yeah. And you have control of all the buttons and I have control of nothing.
That is true. That is true. You do have control over your own access to this. So you could just leave. That would make the podcast much more boring.
I just mentioned a couple days ago that my husband and I were listening to this podcast on the way to take our dog to the vet. I'm listening to it and it's like, all I do is giggle the whole way through the podcast. It's annoying.
It's annoying. You mean you giggle your way through the recording of the podcast, giggling. Not through listening?
Yeah, no, me giggling my way through the recording of the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, I giggle a lot, laugh a lot. Apparently, yes. I find myself humorous.
No, you don't find yourself humorous. You find me humorous, Francine.
I know. Maybe I am laughing at you. I don't know.
No, you were laughing with me, not laughing at me.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Well, maybe you are laughing at me as well. Okay, so today we have an interesting podcast. So a few weeks ago, we aired the interview with Betsy from
Menu Trinfo.
Betsy Craig from Menu Trinfo. And, you know, that whole episode, that interview was about allergens, mainly about allergens and what she's doing with that. And we've just been hearing so much of the news about allergens and mislabeling and people dying, not like getting sick, which is obviously very bad, but anaphylactic shock is a real thing that kills people. In fact, we were doing the research for this right before the show, and food allergies cause 30,000 cases of anaphylactic shock annually. That's just anaphylactic shock. There's a lot of people who consume food that they are intolerant of, right? That mm-hmm. makes them sick. And so that's one of the reasons why people have allergies on there is if you're intolerant of it, like for instance, lactose intolerant, you're going to get sick from eating the milk. Not anaphylactic shock, but you're not going to feel good. So this is just anaphylactic shock. 30,000 cases annually, 2,000 hospitalizations, and 150 deaths annually. 150 deaths. Did you know it was that much?
I knew it was high. I didn't know exactly how many. It was, first of all, everything associated with food is needless. But
every illness or any type of associated with food is needless. There. You getting satiated and all that stuff is not needless. That is good.
Anyway, just needless deaths. They just shouldn't happen. And I have a hard time wrapping my brain around it. And I can't imagine living with that fear. The fact that somebody in the kitchen doesn't take your food allergy serious, or they made a mistake, or God forbid the ingredients came in and they weren't labeled properly because somebody in manufacturing and processing made a mistake, or there was cross contact in the kitchen because people don't take it seriously enough to be properly trained and educated. So 33 million Americans have food allergies. 1 in 13 children. That's a lot.
What? 33 million Americans? 10% of the American population has some sort of allergen?
So,
wow.
None of your children have food allergies?
Not like food allergies where they need EpiPen, but definitely food intolerances. So,
and they're different.
40% of my kids are Asian, so they're not completely lactose intolerant, but definitely too much milk products will get them sick.
Okay.
That's not including my foster kiddos. So when we have foster kids, my wife and I tend to have medically fragile kids. It's interesting. It seems a lot of times medically fragile kids will also have allergies and intolerances. Right. Yeah. So we'll see that as well. So when we have little babies, we're definitely introducing foods one at a time over a period of time to make sure that they don't get sick.
Wow. So every 10 seconds, food allergies send somebody to the emergency room. Every 10 seconds.
Every 10 seconds.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
They really need to be taken more seriously, I feel, than the average person who doesn't have allergies takes them.
150 deaths. So I'm not surprised. Now that we know this, I'm not surprised that we've actually seen a couple in the news. But the couple in the news that we've seen are just, I guess they're high profile because they're younger women, right? One was the 25-year-old that ate a cookie that had undeclared peanuts in it, and her EpiPen was unable to treat the anaphylactic shock, and so she died. So she was carrying an EpiPen. She knew she was allergic to peanuts. She knew the reaction that she was receiving, and the EpiPen didn't work. So it was like tragic on multiple levels.
Did they give her 2 shots?
I don't know. That's the cookie one, but maybe the lady at... So then in Disney World... Just recently, a New York doctor, she died from undeclared allergens. And that was the cooking process. She ate, I think it was chicken strips that were cooked in, looked like peanut oil. And that, I think she may have been the one that got 2 doses.
They went into a restaurant. And she ate a variety of things, and she was very clear. She asked them several questions. She did everything right, according to what I read. She did absolutely everything right. She was assured that there were no allergens in anything that she was going to eat. And they served her. She ate the food and ultimately ended up dying.
An EpiPen. She died anaphylactic due to high levels of dairy and nut in her system. Which is sad. You're right. Because she asked the restaurant, said, no, everything's fine. And it wasn't.
Which I can't, again, this was part of the Disney complex. I know that they take all of this very seriously. I can't understand how that happened there. I can't understand how this, of all places, I can't understand how this happened there.
And it was at Disney Springs too. So it wasn't like on the actual Disney campus.
Right.
And I've been to Disney Springs a couple times, and that's like really nice area. It's not like some restaurant in the middle of nowhere that she went into and they're like, nah, everything's fine. We ain't got no allergens. No, this is Disney Springs we're talking about.
And Disney does training. They do food allergen training.
That's where Frank Yannis came from.
So, no question it happened. That just blew my mind. That's where it happened. And that first girl we talked about, that poor young lady, not that it matters who it happens to or any of them are tragic. Any of these are tragic, regardless of who it is. That girl had come to America from another country. She was a dancer. Her parents sent her over here. She's a dancer. And she's a flipping cookie.
Yeah.
And dies.
Yeah. You're talking about the first one that...
The first one we discussed.
25-year-old girl.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just eats a cookie and dies.
Yeah. So do you know that having a food allergy, that is, they're protected by the ADA?
Oh, no. I did not know that. I mean, it makes sense. It truly is a disability. Netflix has a great series about food type of stuff. And there's an episode about food allergies. I have to find the exact. Until watching that episode. And people with food allergies like that, they... do not eat out. They do not go to these places because they just don't trust it and they don't trust the system. And it's things like this that show that they shouldn't be. She's asking the right questions and the server is telling her something that is not true. Now, the server may believe it was true, but it was wrong. And then that, within that one dialogue, ended up ruining a life and a family. Yeah.
Imagine having a child that has food allergies and sending them off to college. That would be like,
yeah.
Can you imagine the fear?
Like, I have to have conversations with my adult kids about not experimenting with certain drugs because of fentanyl. Literally, you're like, don't eat, because fentanyl would be like least of your worries with some of these food allergens. It would kill you faster and worse, right? I think dying of fentanyl overdose would probably be better than dying of anaphylactic shock.
That's awful.
I know.
We can't compare fentanyl to food allergies.
I just did.
I know you did.
God. I mean, but I understand what you're saying, because I worry about my kids going off to college and then doing something stupid and one night experimenting with something and then dying because of fentanyl. But that's as close as I can get to equating sending my kids off with a meal plan, knowing that they have allergies and could die of anaphylactic shock, and then their EpiPen just doesn't work. Both of these cases, the girl, the 25-year-old girl with the cookie, and the lady who is a doctor, both of them self-administered their EpiPen and both of them did not work.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It's crazy.
And we're seeing it more and more. I think we use a statistic all the time that like 33% of the recalls in the United States are based on undeclared allergens.
How often do we see those recalls come across our screen?
Oh, because all of undeclared the time.
And improper labeling. It's absolute insanity that these come across our screen as much as they do. And I don't for a second believe that can't be controlled.
The hard part is, okay, so I was talking with a client that just had an issue with undeclared allergens. And they didn't change any of the recipes. Their labeling was perfectly fine, given their formulas of what they had from their suppliers, etc. Their suppliers changed a process which then created a potential allergen that they did not declare to their customers. And so their customers' labels never changed because they didn't know that the formulation of the product they were buying changed. So it's not just your direct products, it's your suppliers as well.
Well, and then in restaurants, there's all these hidden ingredients that your staff isn't really aware of.
Yeah.
So for example, can't believe I'm going to even try to say this on here. Worcestershire, I can usually say it.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
That's how I pronounce it, is Worcestershire sauce.
If I had it in front of me. Anyway, that sauce. Anchovies. Is it serious? Is it an ingredient?
They're actually one of the main ingredients in Worcestershire sauce.
In that, most people have no idea that anchovies are in there.
No.
And a lot of times, nuts are in barbecue sauce.
And a lot of Thai food and stuff. What was that one? I remember we did that episode. I think we did an episode where the guy like ate at a Thai food restaurant and he said, no, there was no peanuts. And there was like enough peanuts in that one sauce to kill like 100 people with anaphylactic shock. There was just, the whole sauce was peanuts. And they're like, nah, there's no peanuts. Yeah. That's crazy.
And it should never happen. And a lot of times, this is another problem. People will say regularly, and I know this is a fact because I worked in a restaurant, I don't want any mayonnaise on that because I'm allergic to mayonnaise. When in fact, they aren't allergic to mayonnaise. So that creates such an issue for the industry workers. That creates a problem within the restaurants for the people that are truly allergic to something. You can't say to somebody, I don't want any mayonnaise on that because I'm allergic to mayonnaise and then order something else on the sandwich that has the same ingredients in it, because the people that are waiting on you aren't stupid.
And that then they become desensitized to it.
That's right? Exactly what happens.
It's like saying I'm allergic to mayonnaise and then, yeah, eating a bunch of eggs. And you're like, what are you allergic to then? What part of the mayonnaise are you allergic to?
Right. Yeah. And that happens a lot.
Yeah, my wife has an allergy to shellfish, but it's more like an intolerance to shellfish. Like she breaks out with hives and stuff like that. It's not anaphylactic shock. At some point in time,
So you can be allergic and not go into anaphylactic shock.
Right. Like I'm allergic to amoxicillin and penicillin. I get hives and stuff like that if I have amoxicillin and penicillin. So it's not like intense to the point of anaphylactic shock, but definitely an allergy. But she'll ask what restaurants or whatever, oh, does that have shrimp in it? Does that have da-da-da? And then there will – really good restaurant will be like, well, we do fry shrimp in the same batch of oil that we are going to fry whatever chicken strips you are going to order. And my wife is like, oh, it's okay. That allergic. It's okay. It could be in that frying oil. I just can't eat the actual – product. But that's when we're like, okay, this is a good restaurant.
Today you might get hives. Next time you might go into anaphylactic shock.
Because that can change over a period of time. All right, what crazy thing do you have for me today, Francine?
Well.
Or what did Melissa get you?
What did Melissa give me?
Yeah. We had a whole conversation before this podcast about all the Francine's whole family thinks that Melissa does everything for her. Because it's probably true.
It's not true. However, it probably should have read this before I started.
Oh, because Melissa gave it to you? Melissa gave it to
me. Hey, she does help me a lot. Check out your Casabelle peppers. Customer finds something unusual in her In-N-Out peppers.
Her In-N-Out peppers?
In-N-Out peppers. The beloved burger chain In-N-Out is known for its secret and not so secret menu items. If you're feeling spicy, you can order hot peppers, specifically Casabelle chilies, either chopped Correct. Up on your burger or served whole on the side.
So good. So what was in the pepper, Melissa?
Inside of her bright yellow paper was an equally bright yellow worm or caterpillar.
Mmm.
Now, how does that happen?
That is a very good question, because was the worm alive? Because those peppers are pickled. I know exactly the peppers that they're talking about, because I put peppers on my double all the time. Those of you who don't know about In-N-Out, double In-N-Out has changes its menu like once every 3 decades. They don't change it at all, but they do have this secret thing.
I've never eaten at one. They don't have them in my area, so I've never eaten at one. So these caterpillars feed on the leaves. It probably just got pickled in the process.
Yeah, so it wasn't alive.
Nah.
It's extra protein.
That happens. You know what I mean? This stuff happens.
It is. It's extra protein. We've had episodes where we've talked about the amount of parts that are allowed in food.
I'm going to be honest. I'd rather eat that caterpillar than the raw chicken and raw eggs. I'm just saying.
100%. A caterpillar is pickled. The only thing that would be possibly bad would be if, because the caterpillar, whatever was in the guts, if it turned into some chemical reaction through, and then that became poisonous. But other than that, bacteria isn't going to survive. Pathogenic bacteria is not going
to
survive.
They pickled it. It was essentially canned. So it was processed to a high, everything in it was dead.
Right.
Including it. So here's another one. Someone ordered wings. And bit into it. Have you ever bitten into a piece of raw chicken?
Yes.
I can sit here and talk about eating raw caterpillars, but thinking about eating raw chicken just totally grosses me out. I have. That's just disgusting. I can't imagine going to eat like a, not a regular nugget, but a chicken strip and biting into that raw chicken.
And you could tell instantly, by the way.
Well, the texture is entirely different.
The texture is completely different. Completely different.
Yeah.
There's more bite to it. I don't know how to explain it. But like the texture of raw chicken is...
It's chewy.
More dense. Yeah, it's... Yeah. In the second you bite into it, you know it's raw. You know it's raw. Like if you eat chicken regularly and you bite into raw chicken, you will know before you even look at it. It's because it's such a different texture. Blah.
So something that happens sometimes when, and I don't even know if restaurants even put coupons out anymore, but they used to put out coupons for like their grilled chicken sandwiches and things like that. And you get really busy and the platens and the grills and stuff are set on timers. And there's a temperature for the top and the bottom. And, you know, they put the platen, which is the top piece down. You hit that timer. And when you're really busy, if you're selling a lot of this product, whether it be chicken or burgers or whatever, the grill doesn't have enough recovery time for those temperatures.
Right.
Because you're putting them on and taking them off, putting them on, taking them off. And I can remember one time going through a restaurant.
Because you're putting frozen
They're
chicken.
Frozen. Yes. Everything's frozen.
I remember having this conversation with you and Bruce back when we started with Clubhouse. Remember that?
Ah, yes. Yeah.
And Bruce was talking about that too.
Yeah. There's not enough recovery time. Everything's frozen. And the timer doesn't know that the recovery time hasn't really happened. It may now, but it didn't back in the day. So sometimes if they're not taking temperatures of that product that's coming off the grill, which they don't.
Or the fryer,
because the fryer does the same thing. They're putting raw product out the window and over the counter and selling it to the customers. And I was on my way to the airport, stopped to get a sandwich at the drive-thru, and I was eating it on my way, took that first bite, and sure enough, it was raw.
But what did you do?
Well, I surely didn't swallow it.
I assume you spit out. What did you do after you spit out the food?
Oh, I thought you meant.
Did you go back and tell him it was raw, or were you just like, oh no, I'm too busy, I gotta go?
I was on my way to the airport. No, I did not go back. I did not go. And I had 2.5 hour ride to the airport. I did not go back.
Ever. I'm guessing.
I've not ordered one of those sandwiches there since, and I did not go back for a very long time.
Yeah. We have that problem just because of the size of my family. So if we are ordering from, like, takeout from Buffalo Wings or something like that.
I saw that like, order.
They'll be like, yeah, this is going to take a little bit longer. Because of just the pure volume of wings or whatever that we're buying, you're absolutely right. Like, my family jacks up the fryer alone.
My God. Let's talk about what happened. Tracy accidentally double ordered the order. Remember?
Yes.
We're talking about
the same thing. That was actually Popeye's. But yes.
Okay. So she actually ordered, I'm going to assume she ordered via the app, right?
Correct. Yes.
My daughter and I talked about this because we both worked in the restaurant. So she double orders this massive order.
We have 15 people that live in my house. 14 people that live in my house. So when we order food from like a Popeyes, it's massive to begin with.
So she double orders an identical order.
Yes.
And there's not a chance that two people are going to order the same identical order, one right after another. And instead of, they have the phone number of the person that ordered this. Why did they not call and be like, did you mean to order this twice? It's the same identical order. No, they fill the order twice. So
And my wife and I were like, why is this taking 90 minutes for them to... We should have ordered earlier. Well, whatever. And
thinking, I said to Ashley, I'm like, am I wrong in thinking that we would have called and said, look, this order's identical and you ordered it twice. Did you mean to do that? Or do you really want this same order doubled? And she's like, no. I would have called and said, did you mean to do this or do you really want both of them? I said, yeah, me too.
My kids were stoked though. They were not upset that we ordered twice as much. The whole thing was gone the next day. They just ate Popeyes twice.
The amount of food that was insane when you were sending me those pictures.
I think I sent it to you and Jonathan.
I'm showing Melissa. Probably my whole family's.
Because I think I was on the phone with you when we got this order. And I'm like, what the heck did we order? Holy cow, did we order all of Popeyes?
I don't even want to know what their customer service times were whenever they were trying to prepare your order.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's right. I was talking with you when that came in, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I have to take a picture of this and send it to you. And how long would that have taken you and your husband to eat?
We'd still be eating it. I would have had to invite everybody over several times to eat all that. That was a lot of food.
It was a lot of food. A lot of biscuits.
A lot of food. Yeah. Fun stuff. But anyway, was it all cooked though? That's where we were with this.
It was all cooked.
Was it all cooked thoroughly?
It was all cooked. Tasted amazing.
No salmonella.
Well, don't know if there was salmonella, but all the product seemed like it was cooked. Who knows? They could have been using gloves like the earlier episode. They could have been using gloves with salmonella and touched it after it cooked.
Your family. Nobody in your family got sick.
Nobody in our family got sick.
Okay, good. Good to know. And with that.
Yeah. And with that, don't eat poop.